Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Chess, and this is day 19 of the dog days of podcasting. And no, I did not record yesterday because it was my birthday, and I was just having too much fun. Yeah, so I spent the morning, well, the afternoon, I slept in late. It was fun. I loved it. And then I spent the afternoon gaming on so many levels. You can find that at ChristianaEllis.com. Or you can find it on Twitch or wherever. Anyway, we're playing Curse of Strahd, and it was a lot of fun. And then I had company come over. I had a couple friends show up, and we hung out for a bit. Then we went out for sushi, although I was really the only person eating sushi. I mean, well, each of them had, like, one roll, but, I mean, I was the only serious sushi aficionado there. They just came for me, which was cool. And then we came back, and we hung out, and then we played Fiasco, and each of them had never played Fiasco before, so that was a lot of fun getting to introduce them to it. I won't go into the details of what happened during the game because it was scandalous, but a lot of fun, and it really turned into an exercise of one-upmanship and trying to kind of go over the top and be more extra than the last. And it was hysterical. At one point, I broke tech, which is great. But then Dr. Clams broke me, so that was all good, too. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And so one of those friends was Dave from the Not So Legendary Nerd podcast. And he was really cool. He brought me the entire cast of Buffy in Funko Pops, which was awesome and totally unnecessary. But, you know, I think that's kind of the point of gifts like that, right? Because they're not necessary or needed. So that's really exciting and very, very cool. And I do think it's my favorite of the Buffy Funko Pops that he selected, which is cool. It's her from the series finale, which could also be kind of like, you know, the one from the movie, although, like, the skirt is shorter, but, you know, the white dress with the leather jacket thing. Which is cool. And so he got me, you know, the basic Scoobies and Faith, because Faith is raw awesome, and I am a member of the Faith is Wicked Awesome fan club. and if you've not heard of that, then don't worry about it. It's not, like, an official thing. It's just a fan joke. Yeah, and then apparently my mother decided to give me a heart attack because she ordered something for me off eBay but gave them my address. So I started getting order confirmations and bills, and I was like, oh my God, I did not buy this thing, but that's totally something that I wanted to buy. So now I know what it is, and it should be coming. It's in Ohio right now. and what it is it's a vintage fountain pen. So I'm really excited. It looks really cool from the listing. I can't wait to get my hands on it and try it. It looks like it's a vac, so I don't think I'll have to deal with a bladder. If I do have to deal with a rubber bladder, it'll be interesting to see if it's intact and if it's working or if I'll have to replace it. But I'm looking forward to it, and it looks really cool, and it's a gorgeous brown celluloid. There is a green celluloid that they made, but I think the brown is a little more classic and slightly the older version. I'm not sure. But I'm very excited, and hopefully everything writes really well. I'm so excited. If you didn't know, I am a fountain pen aficionado, and I love them. And I got my first gold nib this year for our 10-year anniversary. I got a gold nib fountain pen, and Tech got a really nice watch, and yeah, that was our presents to each other, and I absolutely love that fountain pen. It's like, it's really like my go-to now. It's all I want to write with these days, although I have others that are also really cool, but I think I might have to, like, I don't know, take some of my collection and start giving it away to enable other people. I don't know. We'll see. But, and that doesn't change my love for the cheap pens. I love cheap pens. Ugh. When they're made well, oh, it makes me so happy. But tonight I'm going to be, and other updates. So this is, we're nearing the anniversary of, something that happened 4 years ago during my first dog days. passing of a good friend. And I'm not going to get into it because I think I'm at the point where all I do is I celebrate. And, you know, I do a shot of Fireball in memory. But I try to focus on the positive. But it's still weird. I still keep wanting to, like, text him. Anyway. But today I'm going to talk about One Punch Man. One Punch! That's right, One Punch Man. It's an anime based on a manga. And the idea is this guy is a superhero. And his superpower is that he punches people really, really hard. And generally, it only takes one punch for the fight to be over. And he's, oh, how did you do it? Oh, well, it's, I do, every day I do 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and I run 10 miles. That's just normal training. Yeah, and his dedication to wanting to be this superhero made all his hair fall out or something. And the thing that, one of the things that I love is when he's just normal everyday guy, he's drawn very simplistic, just a very simple outline. And then when he gets in these epic battles and he starts using his power, the animation style gets very, very detailed and extravagant anime manga style. And I just think that that is awesome. And he's got this guy that is following him around and wanting to learn from him. But it's basically, it's a world where superheroes are a thing and there's different levels of them. And yeah, and this guy is One Punch Man and he is so just nonchalant about everything. But there's all these others and they're so much fun and they all have like a gimmick or a theme. And I think one of my favorites is Pure Pure Prisoner. But there's so many of them that are just, oh, it's a joy. It's a giggle. So they have one season out and I fell in love. It is awesome. And I can't wait for season two. I know that they're working on it, I think. But I knew that my nephew started reading it. My mom wanted to get him, you know, a graphic novel for Christmas. And she's like, I don't know what to get Tiergan. He's, you know, this, that, the other thing. Really, I want to get him something interesting. And I was like, oh, get him One Punch Man. I don't think he's read the manga. I know he's seen the anime. I don't think he's read the manga. So she gets it for him. And when he opens it up, like he normally, you know, will open a present, and if he likes it, he's like, oh, cool, thanks. Yeah, that was, like, the strongest reaction I saw from him. He just, like, jumped out of his seat. He was like, oh, my God, this is so cool. And I think he's read all the manga now. So that just makes me super-duper happy because it's something I can share with my nephew. And we're going to pair this with some ramen. Because that's something he's often seen eating, although I think it's normally like pot noodles. Although sometimes, you know, he makes his own and he puts his own leeks in it and things like that. But so we're just going to have ourselves some nice ramen. Now, the way that I normally make my ramen is Tech makes the broth because I suck at making broth, but he's really good at it. And then we can make a tare. And what you do is you take like pork that has a really fatty pork like bacon or a pork chop with a lot of fat on it. And you kind of cook that in sake and soy sauce and you cook it and you reduce the stuff in the pan. You keep reducing till it's like a tar. There's a couple other ingredients in there. You could look it up. It's no big deal. Anyway, so it ends up being like a tar. And then that becomes like the flavoring that you put in the stock sauce. And if I'm doing something really fast and I just want to cheat, I just use Hussein sauce as my tare. But yeah. And then, you know, you're going to make some noodles. So I've made ramen noodles in the past. I've made cheater ramen noodles because I didn't do the whole like chemistry set thing with the baking soda. And then I've bought ramen noodles. And the bought ramen noodles is a lot easier because it's very time consuming to make noodles, really. And then, yeah, you chop in some veggies in there. You put in a soft boiled egg, you know, whatever you want. Corn is usually really good to just throw in there. I don't know why, but it just gives it a little bit of an extra pop. And yeah, and some green onions, and you can put whatever you want in a ramen. Like, there are no real rules, right?
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.